With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. At the United Nations Security Council today, members will vote on a U.S.-sponsored resolution declaring the imperative of an immediate and sustained ceasefire. It also emphasizes the urgent need for aid in Gaza. The vote comes as Secretary of State Blinken is in Tel Aviv, wrapping up his latest visit to the Middle East. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the latest on gang violence in Haiti.
The U.N. Security Council has strongly condemned the violence and has called for swift deployment of a U.N.-backed police force from Kenya, which has been delayed. Several foreign nationals were evacuated by helicopter. The U.S. State Department says that it has evacuated more than 160 U.S. citizens since Sunday, but they cannot guarantee that they can evacuate everyone due to the situation on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the housing front, the average long-term mortgage rate climbed back to nearly 7%. After a two-week slide. Meanwhile, the National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 9.5% last month, with almost 4.5 million homes sold.
That is the strongest sales pace since February of last year, and more than economists were expecting. That good news helped to push up home prices compared with a year earlier, for the eighth month in a row. The typical sales price of a home is now more than $384,000. The supply of homes on the market is still below the historical average, but the increase in homes for sale that usually happens ahead of the spring home buying season is giving home buyers a wider selection of properties to choose from. I'm Rita Foley.
The manhunt in Idaho is over. Police have arrested two white supremacist gang members following an attack earlier this week on corrections officers in Boise. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on religion and the presidency, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, the vast majority of voters want a president to be moral and ethical, and roughly half say he should also have strong religious beliefs. Only about one-third of Americans say they want a chief executive to share the same religion as themselves, but two-thirds want him to stand up for people who share their faith perspective. White evangelicals are the most likely to want a president with strong religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vowing to restore Roe v. Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's an empty promise. Many constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances. Some Democrats point to the federal government's ability to regulate interstate commerce. This is SRN News. If you ran into a delay at the motor vehicle office yesterday, you weren't alone. There was an outage in the driver's license system across the country.
A nationwide technology problem briefly interrupted services at state offices that handle driver's licenses. The outage lasted from about 9:50 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said it was due to a loss in cloud connectivity. Illinois and Virginia made announcements on social media to say services had been interrupted. The cause of the outage is being investigated. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
California lawmakers are split on how best to tackle a retail theft crisis. Democrats don't want to stiffen penalties for certain retail theft and drug offense charges, but Republicans and moderate Democrats say the state needs to consider all options to end the growing problem. More details at SRNnews.com.